Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Tell Me Your Tales podcast. Thanks for joining me for another week. Something completely different this week. It's probably more of a kind of like podcast blog. I had media accreditation to Melbourne Marathon on the weekend, and I thought it'd be a good idea just to document my couple of days. So I got a bit of audio in the car on the drive down, just telling you what this whole podcast is about, a bit of audio on the way home, kind of reflecting on my time in Melbourne, and a bit of audio with a few different people. I got some audio of Jess Trengrove, Liam Adams, both second and third in the half marathon, Kane Corns, who ran 2:35, a couple of guys I coach who ran 2:48 and 2:51, Chris and Crammers, some big PBs from those guys. And I thought it'd just be and my mate Ben, Benny Walker, he ran his first half marathon, so a bit of audio in there as well. And I ran with him and pulled out my phone and recorded a bit of audio at one stage there as well. So I hope you enjoy it. It's not like an official Melbourne marathon, me doing a coverage of the whole Melbourne marathon, so I wasn't like chasing everybody to kind of put the complete package together. But I just thought there was a bit of an opportunity there to interview some people, document what the race looked like for people with different abilities, and yeah, put it all together in a bit of a show. It's raw, it's unscripted, it was just like off my phone and stuff, so please don't judge me too harshly, but I really think that you'll get something out of that rawness and that, some kind of value in that. Anyway guys, enjoy this one. Cheers. Hey there, welcome to Tell Me Your Tales podcast. A bit different this week. Well, it might be. If this goes to air, it's going to be different. I'm not 100% sure if it will as yet, but just when I was running this morning at Park Run, more on that a bit later, I maybe came up with the idea that possibly this week I could do a podcast all around the Melbourne Marathon. I've got some media accreditation for the day, so I haven't got a microphone, I've just got my phone, and I'm kind of going down for the day, and I'm going to jog the half marathon with my friend Benny, who's been on the podcast a couple of times, Benny Walker, and hopefully I can just whip my phone out at the end of the race there and get some audio with some different people. We'll see. Haven't really got much of a plan, but I thought possibly this week's show could be a combination of a couple of different interviews, a bit of audio kind of along the way, along the journey, kind of, kind of doing a bit of an audio blog of my weekend and my experiences at Melbourne Marathon and a few people's experiences as well. So we'll see how that goes. It's 2 o'clock on Saturday and I'm driving from Echuca to Bacchus Marsh. I think I was the only person actually leaving Echuca. It seemed like the town was buzzing today. It's pretty similar this time of the year every year. There's a lot of netball trips and footy trips and bucks parties and hens do's. So just driving out of town, there was plenty of people outside enjoying the sunshine at the pubs and stuff. So yeah, it was good to see the town kind of buzzing like that. And yeah, I'm pretty sure our population kind of goes up a bit this time of the year each weekend when a lot of people come to town to get pretty festive and enjoy the town for what it is. But yeah, heading to Bacchus Marsh at the moment because Benny, who I spoke about just before, he's got a gig on here this afternoon. So I was hoping to kind of catch him. Haven't seen him play live for a couple of months. The last time I saw him live was on a paddle steamer, actually a houseboat, big houseboat on the Murray River in Echuca. So looking forward to seeing him play. Big weekend for him. I think he's got 3 gigs and his debut half marathon. So yeah, he'll be sleeping well Friday night, I reckon. But yeah, so driving here now, gonna watch that. Gonna try and sell some merch for him. Put myself on the merch table and see how many t-shirts and CDs I can sell. That will be a new experience. But yeah, really looking forward to the weekend and catching up with a few people. Julian's going to be at the 10K mark, I read somewhere, cheering on a few of his athletes. So hopefully I can see Julian at the 10K. I don't think he knows that I'm jogging along yet with Benny, so I might kind of wait for a bit of a surprise there. I'm sure he'll have some smart aleck responses for me at the 10K mark when he spots me, hopefully, which should be good. A couple of the athletes I'm coaching are running, so looking forward to them having really big runs, and hopefully, yeah, we'll be on the MCG about 20 minutes before they finish. So it's going to be really cool just going to the start line and not being on the elite line and kind of seeing it from a different kind of perspective. And we start an hour after the marathon and we'll probably run about, I don't know, in between 90 and 100 minutes. So the lead male marathoner should have, you know, be 20 minutes in front of us. The lead female should be pretty close to finishing when we are. And then, yeah, a couple athletes I coach should come in under about 2 hours and 50 minutes. So it's going to be good to share the MCG with so many people tomorrow. And, yeah, really enjoying that. My running's been a bit hit and miss the last couple of weeks. I didn't do much the week after Berlin. Had kind of a week of no running at all and then started going for some 30-minute runs. And the quads and hammies gradually came good. But yeah, still a bit of fatigue in the legs. This will be my biggest run tomorrow, 21K. So even though it's at a pretty easy pace for me, kind of 4:30 pace, I think it still might be a bit challenging being on my feet for 90 minutes. Had to go up park run this morning, kind of the first session back, and just ran with the watch and the heart rate on, but didn't really try to spend too much time. Actually, I didn't look at it at all, just wanted to kind of go and feel like I was kind of going hard but not really dipping in and pushing myself to the absolute limit, which I think can be a massive mistake that people make after running marathons. So I think I ran 16:24, which yeah, wasn't anything special, but heart rate data wasn't real good. I think I averaged 170, whereas I could kind of go that pace before Berlin and it would be 155. So, yeah, definitely have lost quite a bit of fitness in the last 3 weeks, but I'll just be patient and hopefully it can come back slowly. And, yeah, no races for me until probably about December. So I've got, you know, 6 weeks to really get myself in a good nick, and then hopefully mid to end of December I can run a good 10K on the track down at Geelong. So no reason to panic and just progress every week and just keep paying attention to the body and go from there. Anyway, this is, I think, the first kind of installment. Hopefully this is the first thing you hear on the podcast, and where it takes me the next day and a half, I'm not sure. But yeah, really looking forward to the opportunity to chat to not just the elite guys. I really want to just pull some people aside who are trying to break 3 hours or trying to run PBs, or, you know, even pull the phone out when we're running and kind of, you know, get a bit of audio with Benny trying to run his first half marathon and the people who are running around us. And yeah, I'll just see what I can do. I'll see where this accreditation gets me, and we'll just go from there. Thanks, guys. Enjoy whatever this podcast, if anything, is going to be. Yeah, something different. Let me know your feedback if you think this is something that you enjoyed and something that I could possibly do in future. You know, the way the podcast is growing and the way Gold Coast Marathon and Launceston 10K and now Melbourne Marathon have been really understanding and really receptive of giving podcasts the kind of top tier kind of media accreditation. I think it's definitely something we could do going forward and get to more races throughout the year. And yeah, if you enjoyed it, let me know. Sunday morning, race day. It's about 2 minutes to seven. I'm standing at about the 1K mark of the marathon, which is about to start. Really looking forward to seeing a couple of guys. I coach Chris and Crammers. They don't know I'm going to be here, so it should be pretty exciting to see them. Hopefully I might jump in and run a K with them. They'll be running about 4 minute Ks, so not sure if my legs can do a 4 minute K straight out of bed, but we'll see what happens. Absolutely amazing weather here this morning. You know, cool, probably about 10, 12 degrees. Humidity's good. Absolutely no wind. Trees aren't moving at all. Choppers flying overhead. There's heaps of kind of tents and stuff set up. And, yeah, I'm kind of super jealous that I'm not in shape to be able to race something myself because it is, mint conditions. You can hear that chopper overhead now. I reckon they would have probably started now down at Batman Avenue and they'll be on their way here any second now. So, So good weather. It's gonna be a good day. We need Sam's secret spot. Right, hey, Benny Walker, cord to eight. 15 minutes off the debut half marathon. How are you feeling?
Feeling good, actually. It's never been a part of a big run. So, sorry, guys. And then just code hanging somebody. It's a buzz. I think for me, because it's a bit more of a pastime than it's something that you guys do all that. It's looking forward to the experience. I know I'm starting to feel the competitive beast rise up in me that has in the past. So just trying to go against my clock today. And I'll be happy if I come in under 135. I know you want me to get under 130, but I think I know my body a bit better. But look, anything under 135, I'll be happy with.
It's what about the whole first impressions of the big event kind of thing?
Yeah, it's awesome. Like you were saying before, it's like a tribe. You know, you run on your own so much and you think it's just you, and then as soon as we walked out the door of the apartment this morning, there's two blokes running past, say g'day, and you're like, alright, there's a heap of us out there, and we're not the only dickheads that, you know, spend hours a week on the road and busting our guts trying to shave a few seconds off or minutes off or increase our distance. And it's nice. It is good. I think that's going to be one of the things that's going to be really enjoyable about today is being amongst a few like-minded people.
Yeah. And what are you looking forward to the most?
Like every run, I think, that sense of achievement at the end, the runner's high, run across the line with you. And just loading up the Strava and having the bragging rights of doing a half marathon.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so final predictions before the race. Pick us a time. What are you going to finish in?
Like I said, mate, I'm happy to go in under 135. I think that'll be first one ever. I never sort of really put in a hard effort for that sort of distance. All my long runs have been had patches of solid stuff, but yeah, under 135.
Beautiful, mate. All right, let's do it. Have some fun. What are they counting down? I think they're opening a wave. all right, 10K in, half marathon, gone through in 45:12, super even, just banging out, I think the fastest K has been 4:28, so I was kind of 4:38, just locked it in. Beautiful day, could not get any better weather than this, absolutely spot on, people everywhere. We're about 100 metres back from the 135 paces, and we're kind of running at 134, maybe mid 45, kind of predicted pace. So yeah, those guys are definitely not doing as good a job as Brad and I did up at the Gold Coast, that's for sure. But in a good spot. Benny's still giggling, he's still laughing, he's still coherent, which is good, not mumbling or anything. So we're looking good for a big PB, big second half. It's funny, I've been kind of trying to track the marathon boys as we're going, and they're looking good. Hopefully you're going to see them on Fitzroy Street in a second. It's funny running back here, just watching other people race though. So many people kind of put in random surges and waste energy in kind of silly times. Whereas I'd like to think we're doing it the smart way, and we're going to run through all these fellas in the second half. So yeah, watch this space. So many people need to go to the toilet as well. Can't get over how many people have like ducked off to a tree to just take a leak. That's interesting. You kind of don't experience that at the top end because so busy racing. But anyway, we might get back to running. Here I am with Chris Armstrong at the finish line. Just finished in a 2:48.54, about a 3-minute personal best here at Melbourne Marathon. So avid listener of the podcast. Also, I got a guy help out this program, and yeah, over the moon. And well done, Chris.
Cheers, Brady. It's a bit surreal, actually. You spend all those months and slave away and put all the K's in the legs, and you're not sure if it's ever going to happen. And then you come out on the day and just really... I don't know, I'm just bloody excited. It's got that after marathon PB buzz.
I'm standing here so jealous because everyone looks so good and sounds so good, and it's hard to believe everyone's ran a marathon here. I'm, as I said, jealous. But what about weather out there? It looked perfect. I saw you guys 2K in and it was still nice and cold, and like humidity's good, no wind.
Mate, I think the marathon gods, I don't know who's in touch with them, but they've come out and it was just perfect. I mean, 7 degrees when we kicked off, and I don't think it got any more than 12 or 13. Not a single breath of wind. Like, if you're going to sit down and ask Santa for something at Christmas, it'll be these weather conditions. Like, it just doesn't get any better.
And talk about the race. We talked like pre-race about the plan. How did the whole implementation of the race go, though?
Yeah, it was good. Like, it was probably... When I first looked at it, I thought, oh, maybe that's a touch conservative. But after watching Berlin, and there was quite a few people that I followed on it, and sort of the ones that sort of finished off the strongest were the ones that were pretty conservative. So it was really the ideal plan for me, and there's nothing I love more than coming back through the field over that last sort of 20 or 30 minutes. So mentally, geez, it helps. Like, even if you're not really going any faster, when you're running past people, you just feel pretty good about life. So... the plan was what really set it up. So I think if I was left to my own devices, I think that last 6 or 7 probably would have got pretty miserable. But a negative split, and got some pretty good guidance, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You beat your negative split by about 35, 40 seconds?
Yeah, in the end, yeah. It was sort of looking at the watch, and the distance was a little bit further than what the flags were on course. But you always know that with a Garmin, it's going to measure a little bit long. So just tried to relax and run to effort, and know that, I just believed in myself that last 20 minutes I was going to be able to take it up a gear and just really drive it home and try and hang tough. And, sort of got a lot of people that have shown a lot of faith in me and just really wanted to show them what I could do and show them, there was something there, something a bit special in the legs at the end. So, yeah, once it's on Strava, it'll be official. I'm not sure if anyone knows about it yet, but we'll check it out on Strava, and hopefully it's a PB and it's not all a dream.
I know there's people even in Sugar Moama who were tracking you, mate, so it's definitely official. There's people that know the results even before Strava does.
Oh, mate, well, I'll tell you what. once we get down to Lygon Street, pump a few carbs and a bit of ice cream in, hopefully it starts to sink in a little bit. But it's still all a bit surreal.
It's been quite a few years since the marathon PB. Like, you've been thinking about that time for a long time?
Yeah, 2012, 5 years. And to be honest, we go back 3 years ago and, you know, I was all of 31 years of age and the body was starting to get a few muscle strains and a few aches and pains, and thought at 31 I was about cooked, but really all that was a motivation and a bit of a lifestyle thing, and decided to get my bum into gear and get some advice and really put my head down and find out how well we can do this thing. So, you know, it's the last 18 months has really shown that it doesn't matter what you want to achieve in life, whether it's running, work-related, social, you know, if you're prepared to put in the time and the effort, you can just exceed, you know, really what the things that you want to achieve. So, you know, I suppose really today, it's another step in the journey. It'll be something, you know, another moment in time we look back on fondly, and hopefully it's just another stepping stone. We come back in 12 months, 24 months, and we can just keep taking steps forward.
It's important to stop and reflect, though. Like, you're a bigger fan of the sport. You live and breathe running, and you know, it's good to step back and just think, geez, I'm standing on the MCG here. I've just ran a 3-minute personal best. Like, these are our Christmases in a way.
Oh, absolutely. Like, Christmas might be on the 25th of December, but come that third week of October, that's where I ask Santa for my presents. So, you know, the marathon's been one of those ones where it's sort of been unfinished business for a while. Like, I've never felt I've really achieved the ability what I've had, and other times and other events suggest that I can still go a bit better, but you know, really just wanted to prove a few people wrong that I couldn't sort of run that distance and run it properly. So, you know, hopefully and even just prove to myself. So you know, just super proud of today, and you know, I just want to soak it in. Probably check the photos out in a couple of days' time. No doubt I'll order those. And yeah, I've got a mate who did a bit of coaching with myself, and he got some video of me. So I'll word him up and see if I can get that as well. And we'll dine out on those memories for a month till the soreness dies down, and we start to.
And then we re-gear and go for the next thing, mate.
Yeah, we've probably got to sit down and figure out what that is. But no, today, mate, it's just enjoy that PB feeling and sort of reflect and celebrate the good times, because geez, you put in a lot of work to enjoy a moment like this. So you know, we'll enjoy it for what it is, and try not to get too carried away. But you know, for relative to me, that's the best I could physically do today. I mean, there's bloody hundreds of thousands of people out there that are faster than me, but you know, realistically, I gave my best today, and I'm just bloody proud of it.
Good work, mate. Stoked for you. Well done. Enjoy the PB. Enjoy the recovery.
Cheers, Brady. Appreciate it, mate.
Rightio, got me mate Crammers here. Just finished the marathon. He's gone from a 2:59 PB last year at the Gold Coast to a 2:51 here at Melbourne Marathon. Congratulations, Crammers.
Thanks, mate. Very happy with that.
Very happy. Tell us how the race pan out.
Yeah, it sort of all went to plan. I wanted to go 4-minute Ks for as long as possible and got to about 25 and started to feel it, but pushed through until we got up to the Shrine and then slowed down a bit going up the Shrine, and then that last sort of 5k I was sort of able to hang on to those 4 minutes, and yeah, stoked to get 2:51.
No wall again. I coached you your first marathon, and you had the most positive experience in a marathon going around, and another one today.
Yeah, well, going up the Shrine I thought this was it and I was going to die off, but I found something in that last sort of 4 or 5k. I think the crowd sort of helped and a few people around pushes you along.
Wasn't all smooth preparation though. Achilles, shockwave therapy the last, what, 6 Mondays?
Yeah, the last sort of 5-6 weeks haven't been what I wanted, and had the shockwave therapy on the Achilles and that, so I wasn't banking on a great time, but yeah, pulled it together on the day, so very happy.
Hey, there might be something in that. What's next? Got another race pinned out?
For now, I think this will be it. Might be a bit busy next year with the little one along the way, so number two, so I reckon that'll keep me on my toes, so I might retire from the marathons for a little bit.
You told me not to tell anyone about that, and you're just giving me audio to put on a podcast that goes out to about 2,000 people. Is it official?
Well, make sure until you put it out after Tuesday at 10 o'clock, I'll let you know.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, we'll do that. Hey, that's a big Boston qualifier. You can go to any race in Australia now, mate. You can win marathons with a 250.
Not a chance, but I might be able to tag along you for a Bucks trip one day.
I said that, Bucks party one day. We'll go run Boston Marathon and Coachella music festivals on the week after. Well done, Crammers. Huge run.
Thanks, mate. Good on ya.
Right here with Jess Trengrove at the end of a Melbourne Half Marathon. Well done, second place.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy. Amazing day for
it. How good was the weather? It was amazing out there.
Yeah, you couldn't have ordered better weather. So happy for the organisers because they've absolutely nailed it today.
Talk us through the race.
Yeah, look, it went out pretty hard from the word go. Elsie was just reading her splits out then, and it was about just under 33 minutes for the first 10K. So I certainly was like, near that red line early on, and just had to try and stay strong in the second half. There was great support out on course, and it was all pretty familiar from my Melbourne 2015 marathon experience.
Two years ago.
I was reminiscing a little bit, and it was actually funny just out around Albert Park at 8K, suddenly there were just gel wrappers everywhere, and I was like, alright, so that's where the marathoners had their gels today.
So were you not looking at watch splits and just going with the pace, or how were you going?
No, I didn't look at my splits at all. I just wanted to run to feel today. The goal of this race was just to have a really hard hit out. I mean, what was it now? The 6th of August was the World Champ, so I had some time to recover from that, get back into training, and I realised it's going to be, you know, a pretty full-on 4 months next year leading into the Commonwealth Games. So this was a really nice opportunity to, yeah, get a hard run on the board and see where my fitness is before we really start to crank the kilometres.
Your backing up ability is amazing. Like the turnaround from London to World Champs in London and now to rock up again today. What do you put that down to?
Smart coaching, really. Adam Didick, I'd say he's a very experienced coach now. He's been in the game since about 2008, so certainly we've gone through that process together. But his willingness to learn and ask others is just, it's phenomenal and a credit to him. So I think everything is very carefully planned, and that's why his athletes, you know, are able to target their races accordingly and not just jump in any old race for the sake of it. Every run has a purpose.
Yeah. And today's, how far off the win were you? I haven't seen official results yet.
Look, I'm not sure of the time either, but I imagine Magda got the record because, well, she wouldn't have been far off. As I entered the stadium, she was finishing. So.
Good work. What's next? Is that a pick?
Yeah, that'll come around quickly.
That will now, yeah, 10K.
So I think, I'll have another week of sort of just relaxing and then start to hit the track. So it's always exciting but a bit nerve-wracking when the track work starts, because for me that's that real, yeah.
It's a whole different game, isn't it?
It is. It burns, but it's fun.
And talking exciting and fun, like females marathon running, like there's just so much depth and it's so hard to kind of get a spot in that green and gold single at the moment. It must make you pretty excited and motivated to get out there and train.
Yeah, the bar just keeps getting raised. It's unbelievable. Like when Lisa ran that 25:15 earlier this year in London, it was just, that was a really exciting moment for me, and just there's this sense of belief amongst the Australian girls. There's no limit right now. Everyone's just going for it. And you're right, to earn a green and gold singlet is an absolute achievement. And, you know, we've got an incredible female and male marathon history in Australia. And, yeah, I hope we're doing, you know, the marathoners of the past sort of proud, and I hope it, you know, builds some excitement ahead of a home Commonwealth Games, because certainly, you know, Deke's history in that, you know, the Brizzy Com Games, and, you know, Karen in the Melbourne Commonwealth Games, we've had a lot of success in the past, so it's nice to see this, you know, generation of runners stepping up to the challenge.
Yeah, and for you, I guess, you know, a medal last time around, 4 years ago at Com Games, so there's a pressure kind of, you can only go forward from there. You're feeling the pressure, or?
I see it as more just a good challenge. Like, every race is a different race, and I was fortunate that, you know, Glasgow had ended up working out really well for me, and I got that bronze medal, but this will be a totally different ball game next year. I mean, the Aussies alone are going to be super competitive, and then, you know, we can take on the rest of the world on home soil, and I'm just really hoping I'll get that preparation that we aim for, and once that gets done, you can line up just, you know, feeling nothing but excitement, because that home crowd will be phenomenal.
Thanks, Jess. Well done again today. Enjoy the recovery, and keep chipping away.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess. Right, I'm here with Kane Corns. It's not a debut marathon, but a bloody quick one. How'd it go today, mate?
Yeah, look, it was an amazing day for it. Like, the weather was just perfect, so I couldn't have asked for better conditions, and loved the course. It was fast and, challenging, but, look, I'm really happy with how it went. Would have loved to have just gone under 2:35, but came home in 2:35.12. So
2:35.12. Couldn't find an extra bit of spring in your step that last 300. You played a few footy games here, so bit of a different environment this time around.
Yeah, I guess just a little bit of an experience, I guess. Like, I crossed the line feeling reasonably good. I thought I was a bit cooked with about 2K to go, but it's the first one I've done properly, so good experience, and I'll be better for the next run next time.
How good's Adam Diddick as a coach? Just talking to Jess, she just implemented this, bangs out marathons all the time, feeling good. You're looking like you haven't even run a marathon. You should have seen me after Berlin. Like, we're all in all sorts, and you're here chirpy as.
No, he's been amazing, like, an amazing mentor for me, and Jess as well. Like, I couldn't believe they even, like, let me run with them, let alone embrace me into the group like they have. So every time I get to run with Jess, I'm a bit starstruck, and Adam, like, sent me a really nice email last night before the run and gave me some good instructions. So, he told me to stick to 3:40 pace, which I tried to do, and it sort of worked. So, no, he's been a great mentor for me.
Yeah. What's next for you? Like, you definitely got the bug, haven't you? Like, and 2:35, like, you're not mucking around. Like, you could win major marathons around Australia with a 2:35.
2:30 will be the next goal. Yeah, no, I've definitely got the bug, so it's not going anywhere. I'd love to go to, I don't know, footy season's really difficult to get a marathon in for me, so Gold Coast and Boston make it hard, but maybe one in Japan, like, I've heard they're really good, so I think there's one in March. I don't know if I'll be ready for one then, but yeah, look, I'll definitely do one next year, maybe this one again, and see how we go.
Yeah, bit of recovery now, or you got an event picked out for later in the year?
Yeah, look, I'll have a couple of days off and then start
days.
start jogging again, maybe halfway through the week, and go easy for a few weeks. But Jess is gearing up for her run. When's that?
Zatopek?
10K? Yeah, her next marathon.
Com Games in March, yeah.
Com Games. So hopefully I'll just get in shape to be able to train with her a little bit and see what happens.
Yeah, it's cool, mate. Good. Thanks for your time. I know there's heaps of listeners who have been hitting you up on Strava and things like that.
Yeah,
they'll be really pleased to hear how you run.
Yeah, like everyone that... such a good community. Like, I love Strava and just seeing what everyone else is up to and everyone giving encouragement. So it's a great group, and thanks to everyone that's said g'day and come up and say hello, and we'll talk running.
Cool, mate. Work, mate. Enjoy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Good on you. Rightio, here with Liam Adams, just finished third place, 65-minute half marathon, 21 days after running 2:12 at the Burley Marathon. How was it, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. All right. It's probably a little bit quicker than I wanted to, but not too bad, yeah.
When did the decision to run come? Like, we spoke on the podcast last Saturday, and there was no indication that you were running a half marathon this weekend.
No, it was probably about 2 days later or so. Yeah, on Monday I did a couple of strides. Oh, Tuesday actually it was. Did a couple of 1K strides and was pulling 250 per K and thought, let's give the half marathon and crack and see how the legs are pulled up. But before that, the glutes were a bit tight and that, but yeah, a couple of the muscles were a bit tight.
It's a good sign though, isn't it? Like, to be able to back up that strong, like, you're obviously injury free, like, talking long term now, like Gold Coast Com Games, like, it shows you're in a good spot to kick the training back in and work hard towards that.
Yeah, definitely today shows that I'm in all right shape and that I haven't lost too much. Yeah, and I kind of thought jump in the deep end a bit and try and kickstart some prep for Zatopek, or potentially if I need to tag someone on the last day of the marathon qualifying period, then today puts me in good stead for that.
Yeah, now the race pan out. So 65-minute half, it's quicker than they've gone here like the last couple of years, but only third spot today. But yeah, tell us about the race.
Well, I've gone off the previous results and thought, if I run 66, I think I could...
Could win six grand.
I could be right up there, and I thought maybe Brett wouldn't want to run it too quick today and try and have a bit of a sprint finish with him, but he wasn't going to leave it to that, and he was way too strong. He made the move at about 13k and just way too strong, just blew us away, and I knew I didn't have the speed to go with him and let him go.
Just
went to my own pace.
You and a Japanese bloke after that?
Yep, we ran together for a bit, and he ran away from me towards the end and still managed the 65.05, so I was thinking about a 66 would be pretty good today.
So good signs. It's a beautiful day as well. How good are the conditions out there?
Oh, mate, compared to last year, I felt sorry for everyone who was running the marathon last year in that wind, but today it was perfect in regards to the wind, but I think that sun's going to take... It's going to be hot for the guys which are running a bit over 3 hours and that, so hopefully they kept hydrated and that, and... they ran strong towards the end.
Thanks for that. Heaps of listeners have got contact with me, enjoyed your podcast last week, so you've got plenty of people on the bandwagon now, and all the best for the preparation going forward.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Well done again. Cheers.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Legend. Post-race, back with back, finished, being the MCG, got a bit of audio from everyone, and kind of everything settled down now. It's a bit of a surreal feeling, but post-race with Benny Walker, how'd it go, Benny?
Went to plan, slightly better than to plan, and felt really good. I was sort of, when I had the pace laid out at the 4:35 pace, I thought it'd be solid enough. And then I just see where I could go from there. But we ended up sitting on pretty much 4:30 for the whole, probably the first, 16K?
Yeah, well, 4:31 through 10K.
Yeah.
So, and then we only got quicker, I think.
Yeah, just kept ticking away. And then, I was feeling really good. I actually turned around and gave you a little high five at 15K in, feeling pretty good. Probably got a little bit ahead of myself because then at the 20K mark, I thought about it again. I'm like, fuck, I was probably jumping the gun, but... You know, I knew I was still on track to get under my goal. Coming into the G, like, just destroyed after coming up that hill and then whipping around. But obviously, then the finish line's in sight, so your mind just goes, well, you're not going to die, mate, so you can go. And then you got in the ear a bit about coming in under one, or end up being 1:34. You were thinking it was 1:32, which I thought it was a bit of a... I knew we had the numbers a bit mixed up, but I knew it was going to be sort of under the 1:34 by the looks of my watch. And yeah, it's kind of dropped the hammer for the last couple hundred and just went as hard as I could and just to try and knock any extra seconds off. And yeah, felt really, really good. 1:33.53 finish. So stoked with that and just something to work off for the next one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like for a bloke who, I think it was about 7 weeks ago, we went for a long run out Barmer and you're like, maybe I could do a half marathon at 5 minute K pace. And yeah, you haven't really done a lot of training since then, but what you've done, you've just gradually picked it up and picked it up and been like lucky not to get any injuries, a couple of blisters here and there. But yeah, to run kind of 21K at 4:26 pace today when, you know, probably 8 weeks ago you couldn't break 20 minutes for 5K. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I was telling you last time I was on the podcast, my initial goal was to break, do a sub 25K, and then I, all right, now it's on the 10K training, and then I did that long run with you with a massive hangover, and I thought, well, if I'm going to run 19K pretty comfortably, under 5 minute pace with a massive hangover, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to finish a half marathon comfortably. And then from there went from wanting to finish one to wanting to do it at under 1:45, and then I reevaluated, well, maybe under 1:40, and then yeah, as the training rolled on, I was noticing how much I was getting a bit fitter and a little bit faster, and reset it at 1:35. I think you were getting a bit excited trying to egg me on for the 1:30, but I feel like 1:30
was smart. Well, I think it was smart that we kind of sat back, and then like, we probably ran the last 7K at 1:30 pace. But I think if we were off the line at 1:30 pace, it could have been a really negative experience of people going past us everywhere, whereas we would have passed 300 people in the last 7K today.
Yeah, and it, you know, and you know, it's funny. It was good running with you. Like, you obviously did it super easy, stopping and chatting to your mates and then catching up to me again. But I sort of knew in my own head, well, I know how I feel pretty well. I'm pretty probably in tune with, like, knowing what I've got in the tank and all that. And then, like, the race day atmosphere, like, gave me an extra 5 seconds per K easy, I reckon. Like, that pace felt like probably 4:40 would feel, to be honest. So it'd be interesting to see where I can go from here. Yeah, considering I'm a bit of a weekend warrior, I'm pretty excited about, hopefully, you know, over the next 12 months getting that number down and down.
What were your impressions of, like, a major, you know, probably outside Gold Coast and Sydney, Melbourne's one of the major marathons in Australia, like that atmosphere of the crowds and the depth of people? Cause just, like, for me, that was an eye-opener, so many people in the same spot running the same pace.
Yeah, I think that's how I had it pictured early on in the race, that massive pack of people just trying not to step on each other's heels, and everyone was pretty good. Like, you didn't see too much aggro, and I saw maybe once or twice, you know, someone had, you know, sort of pushed through a little bit, and I'm like, mate, at this pace, is it worth, you know, giving people the shits and that sort of thing? But everyone was really respectful, and then, like, obviously it starts to thin out as the road opens up, and as the race goes on, it really starts to put people, sort people out into their place pretty well. And I felt like probably even sort of 5 or 6K in, it started to sort of open up, and you and I were able to run, you know, fine lines, and you know, if, you know, at tighter turns and stuff, there wasn't much traffic or anything. And then coming home, yeah, it was awesome. Like, just like you said, I'd sort of had the pace where people had probably gone out a bit harder than they were capable of, and I just would just tick past them as we went along on the stretch home. And yeah, and like I said, probably got a little bit ahead of myself, 15K, but it still felt really good. And then had a bit of a heartbreak hill towards the end, and then swung home, and just as you do when you know you're not that far from the finish line, your mind takes the protective mode off and lets you open up a little bit more again. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What's next now?
Well, I got a mate running the Portland, is at the Three Bays half down there, and I'm actually playing a show in Port Fairy the night before, so I might just get up and do that as my Sunday long run, not go out and try and go crazy, just sit at a comfortable pace, and yeah, just try and get a few under my belt, I think, over the next 6 months. Just pick ones that look like they'd be nice to go to, ones that might work in with my touring schedule. And would like to do the Melbourne full marathon next year.
yeah, it was a good event. Like, yeah, yeah, only positive from it here, and yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, it was good times, and yeah, thanks for your wisdom throughout the whole process over the last 6 weeks, getting me.
Oh, but it was even just fun just trying to because I know I've run Melbourne full before, and especially when we're dropping down from the Arts Centre, like I could remember how much that kind of stuffs your legs. And I just remember saying to you, I was like, just watch your legs going down this little dip, because we've been kind of running on flat ground for, 15K. And it's just good having that kind of knowledge and the amount of people that were just going a bit too hard. And you kind of listen to their breathing and you're like, we don't want to be those guys.
Yeah, and that was it. Like, I was really surprised that people, like, who probably just a little bit overambitious. I know it's always going to happen, but people that like were seriously like breathing hard, like, there's a couple of people I was actually really worried about, like kind of slightly older and slightly overweight guys just like blowing a gale in my ear as I'm running along, and but it was the most, like, obviously I had you there, and that was probably a huge advantage for me just to go, just to stay comfortable. Like, you were kind of my, almost like my watch as well, because as I was going along, obviously I had mine set to the K, and obviously it gets out of sync as you go along, so it was, threw me out a bit, and yeah, it was good to have you there, just kind of just keeping it all real composed, and I felt pretty composed, I think.
Were calm, and
I was just like, you know, I knew I wasn't going to go out there and fucking, you know, set the world on fire, but for me it was a huge achievement, and that's the, like I said before the race, that's how I feel. It's just a massive sense of achievement. You get that massive, I'm still buzzing now, and yeah, can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Good work, mate. Onwards and upwards from here.
Yeah, let's see how we go.
Good luck at the gig tonight. How's that going to go?
Just hopefully going. I've got to play piano during the show. I'm hoping I don't, like, cramp up and, you know, have to stop in the middle of a song and stretch out the legs or fall asleep at the piano or something like that. But no, it's all good. I get a buzz from that too, like before I go on, so that'll get me through the show, no worries. There'll be no hassles there.
For sure, mate. Thank you for your time again, and well done.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
Okay, how was that? Hopefully you enjoyed that. That was a fun day. I'm just driving home now, about 20 minutes out of Echuca, and the long trip back to Echuca, 3 hours back to Echuca, and listen to a bit of that audio coming home, and yeah, geez, I hate the sound of my own voice, but it was good to hear so many happy experiences from Melbourne Marathon today. It would have been fantastic to get a bit more audio, but you know, I wasn't there officially kind of covering the race as a whole. It was more kind of just documenting my experiences at the Melbourne Marathon today, and tried to give you, you know, a range of abilities. You know, guys were kind of breaking 3 hours, and you know, Jess in the half and Liam in the half marathon kind of second and third place getters, and you know, someone like Benny, my mate, who was running his first half marathon. So it was really good to be out there on course and see running from a whole different perspective. It was great to run past Julian and Bree a couple of times and see some familiar faces, and just to be just walking by and at the finish line there and just having a couple of people come up and introduce themselves and say they listen to the podcast. And yeah, it's super rewarding to kind of think about the impact that the podcast and Tell Me Your Tales is having on other people, and yeah, it was really, really exciting, and really I'm really grateful that it's had that impact on people's life. It made me reflect on just how happy places marathons are and running festivals, I guess, in that sense. Like, we often get really negative about what things are happening in the world and all the bad things that are happening, but you know, if you're one of those people who's worried about humanity or worried about how bad our world is, I definitely recommend going along to a running festival or going along to Melbourne Marathon next year and just sitting in the stands and looking at all the smiles on people's faces and the sense of camaraderie out on course and just the smiles on people's dials and that sense of accomplishment. Like, people are working really hard out there for all their personal reasons, and I really hope that from the tone, and, you know, people like Chris and Kramer's and Jess's kind of voice, or all of their voices, to be honest, like, running does some amazing things to people, and to be able to document my kind of weekend in a, you know, pretty sketchy, kind of raw, just pulling out my phone here and there kind of way, is something that I'm, yeah, really appreciative that people find value in me doing, and yeah, looking forward to doing it in the future. Just to emphasize that point again, you know, I just don't want to get any negative feedback saying, oh, I didn't speak to the winners, or I didn't speak to these people or that people. But yeah, I you know, spoke to the people that were in close reach, and yeah, it was, I didn't have the time or the resources to be going to find every single winner and speaking to them, but I really hope that I gave you a bit of a range of abilities today and a range of stories, and it's something you got value out of. Yeah, enjoy, thank you for listening, and I'm going to go out with now a live version of the opening track, Ghost by Benny, who we've had on the podcast a couple of times and featured today as well. And this is a live recording of his song. As I said in the intro, I went along to his gig, and yeah, he did a really nice introduction into Ghost, and kind of talked about why he wrote it and where the inspiration came from, and the link it has to the podcast. So enjoy this kind of stripped back version of Benny Walker playing the hit single, number one on iTunes, Blues and Roots. I think it's Blues and Roots. I hope I haven't stuffed that up. Maybe it's definitely Blues. I don't know if it's got the Roots bit as well in the iTunes description. Number one, chart topper.
So instead of that, we wrote a song inspired by Donald Trump. Seemed like a logical step to me. Save us.
If you see me jump up really quick, I'm not going for the Jerry Lewis thing. It's my first half marathon evening, and I don't know what's going to happen. Could be a great show if the piano goes straight that way, and I'm standing here just trying to stretch out my calf muscle or something like that. Anyway, that was a good gag, wasn't it?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.